I don't think he has broken any laws. You've got to step into either threat or extortion. In other words, if he had told Manti he was going to go public with his story unless he gave him some money, something like that, then would get it into the criminal arena. But, Greg and Amanda, this kind of stuff goes on every day. The people impersonating or being somebody else, the match dating online services are rampant with people not being who they really are.
Aren't there any kind of fraud charges or something that he would face?
No, I think he could go after him civilly, but because he didn't demand anything, he just impersonated. You get into like damaging reputations, that kind of thing, mental anguish, but that falls into the civil arena.
I want to shift gears and ask you about the situation that continues to unfold in Alabama in a rural area where a man is holding a 5-year-old boy, apparently an autistic boy, in a bunker. This guy has been described as violent and paranoid. He's armed. Just the fact that he has a bunker like this. How do you think the law enforcement people are going about negotiating with this guy?
Well, the real key is to continue to get him to talk to you and to develop a relationship encourage a relationship where they humanize the child to the bad guy, because obviously his capacity to kill is quite high. He killed a bus driver to grab this child. And so those are the key components. Keep him talking, humanize the situation, and figure out at some point, if he's not going to come out, how in the heck do you go in there and get him without the child being harmed? In a bunker-type environment, it's extremely difficult. But at some point, they may have to make that decision.